This is the Medicine Show. Welcome back. Yeehaw! excuse me. The Medicine Show is a variety show broadcasting healing energy with live music and laughter and hopefully some insight. I'm DJ Jason Quinn Lawrence, and I'm here with DJ Alibaba Ghazani.
Hello, everybody. We are here.
We are alive. Can you believe we're still living on this time in history on the planet?
Please control yourself. Just
I can't control myself. Tonight's musical guests are Pamela Dominelli and Tiago Vasquez on CITR.ca 101.9 FM in Vancouver from Coast Salish territory on Musqueam land. And Vancouver was founded on the traditional territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First Nations. These territories were never ceded through treaty, war, or surrender. And we'd like to give thanks to the local Indigenous people for standing up for righteousness in very difficult circumstances repeatedly. Thank you humbly. And a big shout out to everyone who stands up for righteousness in whatever circumstance they're in any part of the world. Tonight's guest here, Tiago, is here. Tiago Vasquez, how are you?
Tiago Vasquez, that's me. I'm good. I'm feeling really good. I'm feeling blessed to be here. Thank you for having me. And I just, I got a couple of originals for you. And
great stuff. Do you want to go into a song and then we'll do an introduction afterwards?
Sure. Yeah, I'll give you.
Start you off right with some music.
I'll give you one off of. One that's coming out here, or that's already out on SoundCloud, it's called Me and My Friends, and I hope you like it. There you go.
Sit and talk about people's reputations and now they fall apart.
Yeah, we gossip.
I'm just trying to leave myself and no one else, no. So stay off my back while I stay on this track. Me and my friends, we sit and talk about. You can take the couch, but don't touch my TV. I'm gonna take my dog, don't you touch my CDs, no. Cause I don't wanna live this life in misery. Life is way too short, living unhappy. Me and my friends, we sit and talk about. So many forks on the road, which one is right? One thing I know for sure, that I'm gonna fight for the right to know what I want, for the right to know what I need. Keep on running from the past, it haunts the best for me. No apologies, no, no. Me and my friends, we sit and talk about.
Thank you.
All right. We are, as I said, here on CITR, and we are now live on Facebook Live. Hello to Facebook.
What's up, Facebook? Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening.
Facebook, you've always been such a good friend to me. I depend on you. You keep me alive. Anyway, excuse me. We are here with Tiago Vasquez.
Yes, and I just wanted to quickly say I want to introduce my homie here, Crusoe. And yes. He's also an inspiration of mine. And we've been working together for the last few months. And I brought him along for support. And I'm just blessed to have this guy in my life, for real.
Right on, Caruso.
Nice to meet everybody.
Do you want to give a full title or just stick with Caruso for now?
Caruso works, man. I'm a traveler, right. Robinson Crusoe. So.
And also in the studio tonight, we have the people out in Radioland can never hear you quite the same when we don't speak directly. There you go. It's very, very dynamic. Actually, those can bend around. And
it's okay.
So, also, Pamela Dominelli, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. It's been a while. Bring up the microphone. Talk directly in there.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
Pamela, great to have you back. She was originally on here with the...
The Syndicate.
The Syndicate Band. The Syndicate Band was here about a year ago, approximately a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
And so she's back. And I thought you were playing bass with them. Were you think you were playing bass
remember,
with them?
I remember, actually. It was a very acoustic-y.
Yeah, very acoustic sort of jam here in the Medicine Show. And just to tell you a little bit, well, Tiago just left the room, but he'll be right back. Ooh, I feel like I'm quite close up. Do you want to do this?
Do you want me to hold it for you?
Yeah, yeah. And we can sort of, we're Facebooking Live. Hey, Facebook Live. So I just want to introduce, this is Tiago Vasquez, and Tiago is a singer-songwriter and mesmerizing guitar player, captivating audiences with his solely hypnotizing performances. He is a multi-genre artist with a voice that will be heard and remembered for generations to come. He is an outlier?
Outliner.
It's missing the end. Outliner in a contemporary category of unique sounds influenced by Salvadorian and hip-hop breakdancing culture he grew up with. Currently located in Vancouver, BC, working on his Cooked Records debut. Cooked Records. Tell us about... Here, slide that thing over here a little bit.
Yeah, I'll tell you about
Cooked Records.
What's the Cooked Records? It's
is that like baked or fried or deep fried? Or how is that cooked?
Well, it's Cooked Records is an independent label that I've been working with for the past 4 years. And they're up and coming. And it's Brad Cook of Cooked Records is the
that's why
CEO, the man behind the whole scene. And he's doing wonders. He's marketing major. He's an audio engineer. And he's just finished his filmography in Toronto. Look him up. He has a lot of stuff out too, and he's really focusing on putting the visuals and the sound together so that, you know, everything is effective rather than just the audio, you know.
Where is he based out of?
He's in Toronto. And
he's
in Toronto right now, and he's doing his schooling out there. He just finished, and he's also... A big shout out to Brad Cook and a big shout out to Nina Blanc, who's also with the label. And, you know, it's just it's an ongoing thing, and it's never going to stop. And we're just excellent. Going up.
Excellent. Let's pass the guitar over to Pamela Dominelli.
Yes.
And she's gonna sing us a song. While she's getting prepared there, I'm going to do her intro now, since we're into intros. And hello, Pam.
Hello.
Pamela Dominelli was born on the west coast of British Columbia, and Vancouver, Lower Mainlands, is her musical stomping ground. She is a singer, guitarist, bassist, and songwriter, and she does soulful renditions that are a mix of bluesy, jazz, rock, and folk, revealing her unique spark of expression. Nice to have you back on the show.
Nice to be here.
Yeah. And so what do you want to... are you going to start with one of your original songs?
Sure. I'll do... this one's called Give Me Something.
And tell us a little bit about Give Me Something. Is this inspired by a specific thing that really was on your mind, or is this just... or you just want to let the words speak for themselves?
It's kind of about just, you know, lots of times feeling like you just want something, just something to make you feel strong or something, just to get you along, you know?
Okay.
And it could be anything. Power, a good friend, you know.
Chocolate.
Some laughter, right?
Okay, sounds good.
Give me something I can call my own. A little something so I will not feel alone. Well, I have something that cries out to be free, yeah. I just wanna live a life that's me. Well, give me something I can understand. A little something I will hold it in. Have something that cries out to be free, yeah. I just want to live a life that's me. And we all need a little something in our lives. Oh, something that's strong. And when tomorrow comes, I know I'll be all right. I'm gonna sing it in my song. Give me something I can call my own. I will never, never, never ask again. Oh, ask again, yeah, 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 yeah. Ask again, yeah, yeah. No, I will never, never, never ask again. Something's coming out as I have grown. A little something that I have always known. That thing inside me that cries out to be free, yeah. I just want to live a life that's me. And we all need a little something in our lives. Oh, the need to belong. Tomorrow comes, I know I'll be all right. I'm gonna sing it in my song. So give me something I can call my own. I will never, never, never ask again. Oh, ask again. Never, never, never ask again.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Right on, right on.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Can you use this one?
Well, I...
For sharing the guitar.
You know, you know, it's funny because I didn't notice this part of the script. You're playing at the Krause Berry Farm on August
13th. That was last week.
Oh, so okay. How's Billy Frew?
With Billy Frew and Billy, yeah, he's good. Yeah, he's a good,
great
good guy.
Stuff. I had no idea because he's been on the show just a few weeks ago.
The double bills.
Yeah, the double bills.
So you heard about that show?
Yeah, I watched it.
Okay, yeah, that was a lot of fun. And so let's see. Yes, August 13th. That's best, of course. September 24th. You are at the corner of Ioco Road and First Avenue.
Oh yeah, or? It's
what is that?
It's a ghost town days, and it's the museum, the Port Moody Museum hires us to play this. I think this will be our third year, and hired us to play there for. It's an outside event, so there's all kinds of tents and food tents, and there's magicians and all kinds of stuff. Cool. So yeah, we
magicians.
Just kind of do some. Yeah. Some old time music and
wait a second, Ali. Yes, you like magicians, do you? He's all excited. Ooh, there's magicians. There.
Magician. Who was magician?
Yeah.
Yes, doing some magic.
Musicians and magicians. Yeah. So sorry.
No, please go ahead.
So that's with the syndicate. So that's Bob Dylan and Wayne Cogley and Bill Hutton.
Seriously, Bob Dylan's going to be there.
Bob Dylan, D-I-L-L-O-N.
It's a different Bob Dylan, in case you're curious. That's the guy from the Syndicate Band.
Yeah.
Yes. All right. So
that was an original?
That was an original that I just played, yeah.
That was very, very good.
Oh, well, thank you.
I love that style.
I really liked yours, too.
It was nice. It was really nice. I kind of just wanted to dance to that.
Like, nice. Awesome.
Do you play that song or any of these other songs with that you might be playing tonight with the band, or are these just acoustic songs you do by yourself, or what's the deal?
Pretty much acoustic stuff I'm doing by myself. In the band, I'm a bass player, so mm-hmm. so we do.
You should
more
encourage
blues,
that
blues and rock.
Band
yeah.
to do some of your songs, because that would yeah. even that would be just beautiful to hear some accompaniment. Yeah,
rock the house. I would rock the house.
Well, yeah, but we do actually a bunch of originals, and we're working on a couple of. I've got a couple in there, and they've got lots of originals. So yeah.
Good job. Nice.
You? How you doing?
I'm good. I'm just trying to think of what the next song is going to be. Okay.
Please come closer.
Yeah, I can come a little closer.
You know.
Just be friend.
I got a few songs.
It's your friend. Don't be shy. I like your microphone. I was born with a microphone. My mother was kind of like always thinking I was just too much. A family friend used to call me. She didn't even call me Jason. She used to call me Hollywood. Hey, Hollywood. How you doing? Right? And like, I know. Little eccentric. So we did have a subject for the night while you're deciding what to play, and I thought I'd mention that. Now we can get into this a little bit more as we go along. So sometimes I'll leave it up to Ali.
So I'm going to ask, what was your first song name?
That song is called Me and My Friends.
Me and my friends.
And you can find it on SoundCloud. It's purely acoustic, and we're in the works right now of shooting the video and putting a visual to the song with more percussion, and when it comes
with
out,
Mr. Cook,
with the label, yeah, with Cook Records, and it's gonna be good. It's gonna liven the people up when you hear the percussion behind the acoustics. It's gonna be really beautiful. Yeah.
And well, actually, some of my favorite, I must admit, a bit of accompaniment really enhances music. And one thing I must say, though, is strip it down and even just a bit of accompaniment. The voice is incredible that you're using. So it's really nice to hear it quite raw like that. We were talking about Ali's prescription. He says that everything's made up. He says that
everything is started with music and sound.
Music and sound, right?
I believe, yeah.
Well, it is true that everything has its own sort of mathematical signature that is like a sonic vibration, and mm-hmm. and you can change the molecular structure of everything with changing that formula. So everything can be created, including life itself.
Through a miracle. Yeah.
It's a miracle. It's a miracle. Yes, it is. So
I'm so sorry. All the time I have to control Jason. He's so sensitive.
Oh. Retrain your brain to perceive positive energy flowing towards you. Tune into the abundance of the universe. Bring joy to every aspect of your life. So now, if you're ready, here are your three mantras to attract more love, abundance, and success into your life. With your hands on your heart, repeat these three mantras throughout the week and feel the vibrational energy entering your being. Repeat after me. I am whole, perfect, strong,
and strong,
powerful,
and powerful,
loving and harmonious and happy.
Loving, harmonious, and happy.
I stay connected to and guided by my inner source.
I stay connected to and guided by my inner source.
These guys are very cooperative with your
ear. Is this what you want from us?
Like, no, I appreciate
I
that.
Some songs, man. Really
yeah, mean. I didn't come here for this, man.
I like it. It's all good.
No, I was just me. This is Ali's prescription for, getting in tune with the universe.
We didn't stop it. You didn't see before.
I know. Okay, so just remind yourself that you are a magnet for joy, love, and abundance. How about that? So I appreciate you guys joining. No, I just meant it's very cooperative.
It's all good.
Okay.
I'm here to listen and to cooperate. No worries.
Hi, William.
So anyway, yeah, let's hear some more music.
Sure.
And then we'll talk more about sound vibrations and if anybody agrees that the universe is made up of sound vibrations. And anyway, go
ahead. So this song is this song I created for one of my best friends who just got married last year.
Mm-hmm.
And he asked me to be his a groomsman, and I said, of course. And I opened my big mouth and said, I'll even write a song for your wedding. I said, perfect. So I sent him a rough draft, and he replies with, he says, my fiance and I love it, and we want it to be played in our first dance. So I thought, oh, shoot. That's a little more pressure than I thought, you know. You're doing a performance, you can screw around, but you know, when someone's dancing for the first time, husband and wife, you gotta be serious. So here it goes.
Nice. Go ahead. What's the name of the song?
This song is called If I Could.
Did I hear you play that the other night?
I don't think so.
Okay.
So this is one you haven't heard. All right. Just fixing up the mics here. You good like that? How's it sound over there, brother?
Three.
Yes, you're good. Just as good.
I could take anything back from myself. Time lost. If I could be anything in this world, it would be protecting you. I'm just trying to breathe. This world can be so smothering when you're on your own. I don't want to leave this world without knowing you. Now you're here at last. Now you're here at last. Meal right about now, I would share it with you. Oh, I don't care where we're at as long as I'm with you, just the two. I'm just trying to breathe. This world can be so smothering when you're on your own. I don't wanna leave this world without knowing you. Now you're here at last. Now you're here at last. I could take anything back from myself. Time lost.
Nice.
Thank you. No pictures, please. No pictures.
You've been troubled. You've been broke. You've been hungry. No job, no money. The one you love has deserted you. That makes you blue.
Got the blues? Just want to hear some blues? Tune in every Saturday afternoon from 3 to 5 for Code Blue. Right here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, www.citr.ca. Code Blue.
Here's how he feels, but blues ain't nothing but a man. Good man feeling bad, no how. That's all that is.
I'm Walter Cronkite. I'd like you to hear something. They're radio fans, amateurs, giving of their own time and spending their own money.
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, your volunteer-run station.
They're just two average guys who saw the need and volunteered.
When you join Balloon Club, we guarantee that you will be able to make a balloon poodle within the first day.
Here at the UBC Ant Club, we just like to talk about ants and compare ant farms. It's really cool.
Paperclip Club is all about, well, paperclips mostly.
At Blah Club, you can blah blah, blah 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 blah. Explosion!
There's only one club worth joining at UBC, and that's CITR 101.9 FM. We got free tickets to shows, whirly pops, professional help in all types of audio engineering, passes to festivals, crazy parties, live band swag. All types of crazy people. Our programming manager rides a motorcycle. There's freestyle rapping, Nardwar the Human Serviette, the vinyl and record libraries, Discorder magazine, free studio recording, and it sure beats the hell out of Paperclip Club, which is a thing that I just made up because I work at
CITR.
So come check us out on the floor of the Student Union Building. We got all types of crazy shit for you to do. Or check us out online at www.citr.ca.
Hello. Are we back?
Yes, we're
all
back.
All right, we're back on the Medicine Show. And because Tiago has shared his wedding song with us, I thought it only appropriate that perhaps I should, you know, not be shy and do the wedding song myself, except for it's a different wedding song. This is actually called the wedding song, and it was written for love. So let's try it out, see how it goes, okay? All right. You believe in soulmates, someone special made just for you. With it I was worthy to be the man who makes all your dreams come true. I would die trying to find what makes happiness for you. I would be lying if I said I wasn't in love. What you did has made me happy in love, happy in love with you. Kiss me for the first time like you do every day. Leave me with yearning like there could be any other way. What could be better than spending the rest of my days with you? If it didn't mean nothing, I don't want to walk in shoes. What you did has made me happy in love. Happy in love with you. What you did has made me happy in love. Happy in love with you. Responsible days.
by now. Hold on to the perfect fit. The future is what we allow. And we're done trying. Find what makes happiness for you.
Yeah. Oh my God, this is Jason Lawrence.
I've got to breathe.
Just breathe.
Left you breathless.
Just breathe.
It's great.
Now,
what was the name, there? Jason? What was the name for the song? Is wedding? Yeah, is the wedding song?
Oh yeah, it's, no, it was called Happy in Love.
Happy in Love.
Mark Lingelbach and Billy Frew.
How's she doing?
Hey,
oh, Billy Frew.
How are you?
Hello, so, Billy.
Woo-hoo. So we, yeah, so that was just a little song that I threw together. Like I said, that was, I decided that I shouldn't be shy and play it here on the radio, but since you did your wedding song, I figured that that was kind of the same idea, but not as beautifully performed, I must say, but
no, it was nice. I like the raspiness in your voice. It's good.
Yeah, we,
I like
so,
the raspiness in your voice.
Pamela Dominelli on The Medicine Show. How you doing?
Hello.
She's all set up and ready to perform
well,
a singer
song.
What's that?
I'm going to do a love song.
Oh, good, good. Because, see, we got a love theme going on here.
Yeah.
Maybe we should change the prescription. Prescription is love, 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 babies.
Is it mentioned to love?
Yeah, I know. Love.
Loving, harmonious, and happy.
Be harmonious. Okay, so what's the name of the song?
It Feels All Right.
And when it feels all right, you gotta go for it.
Should I?
I should work here.
Yeah.
We all work when we're here.
Okay,
was a starry night the first time I held you near. Now I'm sitting with the moon inside, and I wish that you were here. And even though you're far away, it's nice to know we still share the same atmosphere. And so I take a breath. Starry night, the first time I held you near. And now I'm sitting with the moon inside, and I wish the sky. It makes me wonder, it makes me cry, that we share the stars way up high in this great big world of you and I. And you know that it's right, cause it feels okay. You seem so close, though you're miles away. Doesn't matter if it's day or night, connected by love, connected by light. We're out of sight, but we're glowing bright, and it feels okay, it feels alright. You and I, the starry heavens and the great divine. Feels alright, feels okay, even though you're miles away.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That is so beautiful.
Yeah, yeah. All right, well.
Yeah, yeah.
It's your style. Hello. I just want to remind everybody, in case you're wondering what's going on in the studio, you can check us out on Facebook Live. Hi, Facebook Live. And that is Vancouver Medicine Show. If you just search Vancouver Medicine Show on Facebook, you'll find us. And you can make a comment, say hello. And I did notice that we have both Mark Lingelbach and William Frew who've tuned in.
Yo, what's going on?
Billy Frew and Mark Lingelbach have been on the show. They were both here together on the same show, and it was quite an amazing show. Billy Frew is quite a talented, real country cowboy singer. Very talented. And Mark Lingelbach is from, gosh, what is the name of his group? Well, anyway, amazing singer as well. Hi, guys. Hi.
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 Guys.
Yeah, so you want to sing some more music, or should we take a break for a second? Are you ready to go?
Yeah, I could sing one more, and then we'll take a break.
Sounds good. Sure. What song do you want to do?
This one is called Stoned. Not like you're high.
But like being like stoned,
you've been
stoned to death.
By pebbles. No.
But, you want to just scoot in, yeah, and we'll use this one as your voice?
Yeah. Okay. This is another original piece.
Cause I need you.
day. Preoccupied without your shade. I work on us, but it's too late. Now the song represents a pain.
Pam,
it's all yours, Pam. Fist bump. Bump my fist.
Thank you.
I don't know what I'm going to do.
Okay, wait one second.
Hello. You're going to take a break for 1 or 3 minutes and come back. Thank you.
Come and feel our positive energy at Falun Dafa Fellowship. Falun Dafa, also called Falun Gong, is an ancient spiritual discipline based on the principles of truthfulness, compassion, and tolerance. It's a self-cultivation practice that improves mental and physical wellness through meditation and simple exercises. It's been well documented to improve mind and body, relieve stress and anxiety, increase energy and vitality, and promote morality and spirituality. Why not give yourself a chance to learn free of charge? To learn more, please visit our website at falundafafellowship.com.
Well, the hardcore stuff is just is fast, very aggressive and loud, you know, music, angry music.
I am your host, Mr. Steeston Mike. Welcome to the Flex Your Head Show on CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver. I'm here every Tuesday.
6 to 8 p.m.
Playing some punk and hardcore for you. If you want to hear something, feel free to give me a call at 604-822-2487 or swing by flexyourhead.net and send us an email with a request.
Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit livemusicvancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. Liveband.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
And now, for our more dreadful sacrifice.
The music you're listening to is completely electronic. We'll be right back.
casa así ha visto mi mujer, ha visto mi mujer por la calle allá. ¿Dónde está mi mujer? En la calle.
Back, Pamela Dominelli. Pam Dom, how you doing?
I'm good.
We're having fun with the microphone. If you could hear this through the headphones, you hear it. It's all like all very whitish and stuff. Yeah. Anyway. Especially if you get right on top of the microphone. So, we just listened to, what did we listen to there, Ali Ghazani from the back alley there?
Alibaba. The song was, the name is in Mi Major. It's from Nicolas Jarre. It's remixing, I think.
Okay, just in case you're curious. So, Pam,
mm-hmm.
What you got on your mind? What's going on in your world over there? Yeah. What do you want to play? I guess we could just go right to the music. What do you want to play?
Okay.
What's it all about, Pam?
Okay, this is about life. It's called Beyond.
That's beautiful. Take it away, Pamela Dominelli.
Thank you.
People want to get more Pamela Dominelli. Do you have web presence you want to mention or ways people can find you? And
last night, I've been hemming and hawing. I did an acoustic album in an afternoon in my son's studio. My son's nice. Saul Dominelli. Okay. And so last night I actually published it onto Bandcamp. So if you go to Pam Dominelli at Bandcamp, my whole album's there.
Love
and it's called Pamela Unplugged.
Nice.
It's
beautiful.
Just me and my guitar.
Nice.
So, yeah.
That sounds good.
And so are you also on Facebook and people can find you there?
Yes.
And, you know, follow you? And
yes. I'm working on presence. So it's like, yeah. You know,
oh yeah, but yeah,
putting more stuff up. You
Internet
know.
Presence,
I'm,
right?
Yeah, I'm challenged with Facebook.
No, I think that that's a whole subject in itself. I think that somehow that it distracts a lot from the whole being an artist and being a musician and everything. And so,
yeah,
people,
sort
of. You know, it's bad enough that we have to go through the industry thing to try and, you know, pay for our guitars and the equipment. You have to go through this big business thing, but then I guess that's a great tool to put the business back in our hands, but it sure does take a lot of time.
Yeah, and the awesome thing is I get to see what everybody's doing, and I get to see, you know, wonderful things I would never see. And
right.
But the other thing is it can suck your time away.
You know, a lot of people when they first get, like, I heard a lot of like horror stories of when people first got the internet in their house on their computer, spending like 16 hours a day. You know,
your eyes are all red.
And your neck hurts. On end, clicking from one link to another. Ooh, this is so interesting. What's this? And this is a silly little bit of trivia. Maybe it's quite profound to some people actually, but if you take the word computer, well, if you give the whole alphabet numbers, and like the letter A would be 6, the letter B would be 12, the letter C would be 18, and so on, just add another 6. You take the word computer and you add it up. Guess what it adds up to be?
666.
Yes, it's true. You can do the math at home if you're curious. And it's funny because there's a whole bunch of words that, yes, people say, yes, but there could be a lot of words that add up to 666. And I'm thinking, yes, with the 666 alphabet, there's only a handful of words. Like, and if you look this up on the internet, somebody's already done the math on a whole bunch of different words. So there's like things like, what is it, Monsanto and...
Oh.
And like all these horrible, bad, negative words that add up to
no
that.
No way, really?
Oh, yeah.
What?
And
I'm
so,
going to go home doing some math.
Yeah, I know. It's fun. Well, I mean, it's fun for something interesting to spend 15 minutes on the computer. And besides, if you don't want to do, like, check it out. If you don't want to do all the math, someone's already done it for you. You can just go and check out all the words. If you cross-reference them, it's true. They add up. So
that's just creepy.
I know. But I mean, you know, it's like when those silly little 70s horror movies is, you know, I guess I shouldn't get into this on the show and stuff like this, but I thought it was quite entertaining to go through it, you know. Anyway, so what about you there, Tiago? What about internet presence for you? People want to get more at Santiago Vasquez.
Yeah, like I got myself on SoundCloud. I'm featuring on a song. I am also doing my own stuff, acoustic, and there's more coming down the pipe for sure. You can find me on SoundCloud, Tiago Vasquez Music, and Facebook, Tiago Vasquez Music, and also on Instagram, Tiago Vasquez Music, and it'll give you the updates on when stuff is coming out and where I'm going to be for next shows. Got one coming up on September 10th on Granville at the Studio, and it's hosted by Little T, Travis Turner, who's been in the industry for quite a while out here, making a name for himself. And the promoters are DJ Deshaun Jackson. He's also behind the scenes there, managing a lot of the operations. And DJ Denise, who's also been around for a while doing her thing as a DJ.
Is that that show that the cards were out
that's
on the
right.
table
yeah,
when we were out
there?
Yeah,
that's the one. That's called, yeah, The Old School, bringing back The Old School. And it's featuring a lot of good artists. School. And also on the 13th, out at the Portside Pub, I'll be performing there too as well with a few other good artists. That one's being hosted by A1 Anthony Velroy. And come on out and support your local artists if you're listening. And it's going to be good. It's going to be a few different genres, I guess, if I'm there. Because, you know, people have the misconception that they see me, what style of rap do you do? Oh. Like, don't rap. I can, but I'm a singer. I'm a singer-songwriter. But, yeah. So check me out and be a follower in that sense, but also be a leader and be original.
And, right on. Yeah.
For sure.
You guys, so what generally in this industry and in life and what you're doing, what tends to give you guys, like, I'll let you both comment on this. What do you find gives you hope in this world, because it's a really tumultuous world and you're both doing really positive stuff, very hopeful stuff. What keeps you going through the day?
Well, what keeps me going is I have two beautiful little boys. I'm mm-hmm. a father, and you know, I want to inspire them for sure in a positive way, and I want to keep the music going as long as I can, so that you know, they have that in their system forever. Just like my dad taught me, you know, there was always a guitar in my house, and I want to provide that for my kids, and. You know, what inspires me too is the people around me. You know, I want to surround myself with artists all the time. You know, like my boy here, Caruso here, Paul. He's, you know, we click, and the 90% of the people that I surround myself with are all artists in some way or another, and it really drives me to be better, and to just think outside the box and just, you know, write more and read more. And, yeah. Well, how about you, Pam? What inspires you?
Well, I kind of agree with you about that. I have three kids, and they're all musical and artistic, and now I have a little grandbaby.
Yay, grandchildren are the worst.
You know, she sings, and she's only one. Like, she's la, 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 la. So it's joy, right? It's so much joy.
Oh, it's beautiful.
And, you know, I think... I think also, like, if you look at all the things that are happening in the world, you just have to sort of remember, you know, that you need to keep your great energy and spirit up to keep it going. You know, it's like you're, you know, It's like a responsibility to be happy, because if you're not spreading happiness, you're spreading something else. So,
absolutely. You don't want to be. You want to be. What kind of energy do you want to be putting out into your environment, and what you know how you're affecting others?
Yeah, and it's not always easy because you know sometimes you come up against negative situations or whatever. But just be present. Remember what you're doing. You know, and
for sure.
What you're putting out there. Right.
I love that. Yeah. Yeah. Definitely. And what about you? Welcome. I just want to say Caruso is here, joined us with his this is all good. Caruso has joined us to along with Tiago. So how you doing, Caruso?
I'm doing good, man. I'm doing good, guys.
It's really good to have you here.
I'm happy to be here. I appreciate you having me on board.
What's life like for you? Do you I know there's like a lot of sort of heavy stuff going on in the world and stuff like that. What brings you happiness in this world? You got any message of hope for the world, if anyone's listening?
I think you've just got to love life. I think you've got to appreciate the things that you've got and the people around you. I think it's too easy these days to look at social media, to look at what's going on in the world and try and conform and be like everyone else. And it's so easy to look at other people's lives and be jealous and envious. But you've just got to enjoy being you, look at what you've got, look at who's around you and thrive from that. Because obviously these days where I'm less happy than other days, but some days I just wake up and I think this is amazing. Like, you've got to be so, like, I'm in Canada, man, and I'm not from Canada.
Word.
And I'm meeting all these cool people, and I'm sat in a studio now, listening to people play amazing music. And 10 years ago, I wasn't doing this, and this is what I wanted to be able to do, what I wanted to be around. And you've just got to go and make those things happen, because only you can do it. Don't tuck in your talent, man. Don't tuck it in and go out and do it. And that's what you can do whatever you want. So that's me. I'm here because Tiago's brought me along, and we're bouncing, man. We're bouncing on in this thing, so it's awesome.
Bouncing off the walls.
Yeah.
Wait a second. You're a witch?
Say that again.
Is that an expression from England?
Which one's that?
Bouncing.
It's not an. I don't think it's in English. I think it's just me. It's just something that just came in my head.
Okay.
We're just bouncing. I understand. We're just hitting everything and going everywhere. So.
Okay.
And that's what. But it's my expression now. I'm taking that one.
Yeah.
Okay. No, I was wondering.
I'd rather be bouncing than rolling. Like, rolling seems like you're going kind of slow. Bouncing is like.
Rolling's 2009, isn't it? You know what I mean?
There's a few different directions you could be hitting.
Yeah, we're going everywhere, taking over.
Right on. Well, you know, I'll throw in my two cents here about what makes me happy, because that's why I do this show. It was a dream to come up with, like, I was doing a show that was a First Nations show, and it was all like First Nations entertainment and current events and stuff like that. And it reminded me, because people talked a lot about the healing power of the different energies that exist in life itself. And so I said, well, let's just do a show about healing energy, you know, and what do I think brings a lot of healing energy is music and live music and getting people a kitchen jam. I just love the kitchen jams, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, this medicine show really is something that brings me a lot of joy, and because we get to come in here and, you know, playing live music, that's definitely a big thing for happiness. And grandchildren, as you said, just love the grandchildren. I'm getting to you. What about you? Give me lots of happiness and joy being my sidekick in this on this great radio show.
Let him speak. Let's hear.
You know, guys, I was a guest at first when I saw Jason.
And then he put you to work.
Yes, on the medicine.
Yes, he invited me to the show and exactly on the plane.
Maybe I'll take your space.
And just playing the music, and it was so quiet. It was in a silent mood.
he was very quiet. That's right.
He was too shy.
I just want to say one more thing about my boy Crusoe here. Is you can find him on SoundCloud. and he has his stuff out, and it's great. And how do you spell Crusoe?
K-R.
It's just in case you want to listen. There's always just little snippets and things, nothing major. But soundcloud.com/Crusoe, K-R-U-S-O. Mm-hmm. So there's always something. It's just little demos and little things that we're working on together with other people.
Beautiful demos.
You're a drummer, yeah?
No, I'm a singer.
Oh, we're a singer.
I'm a singer, so...
Because during his playing, you're trying to do...
Mate, I'm always doing things like... I'm jamming out all the time, mate. It's my... Check him out. Make sure you check Pam out.
You'll be
out,
satisfied.
It's important.
And Pam, amazing. Too. I can't wait to hear your album, Pam, for real.
Oh, thanks.
He's a good host. He can know more. I didn't hear the show.
Yes, I'm going to go now. I'm going to leave you.
Thank you, Jason, for coming out. We won't be needing your services any longer.
I'll just go.
Wrong way. The door is that way.
Yes. Yeah, well... So I was about to say one of the greatest joys is...
What's the greatest joy?
And they always referred to in the First Nations culture that the children were the treasures of the community. So the children, yes, and then the extra golden spice of life is the grandchildren.
Yeah. You're awesome.
I love grandson.
Hello, grandson.
Are you asleep? I hope you're asleep. Eddie, a big shout-out to grandson. So that's like the biggest joy.
I will whoop my son's butt.
If you go and have kids before you're ready.
Kids, oh my goodness. I don't even want to think about that right now. But Pam, all the power to you.
Oh yeah. What?
You never have to change another diaper.
No, I do. I do.
You still have to.
You just pass it on. Pass it right on.
Grandchildren means that you do still have to change diapers.
Yeah, maybe.
But no, but I that's the ideal.
If there's grumpiness or whatever, I could just hand her back.
Yeah. See, that's the ideal grandparent, is that you get to all the good stuff, and then when it's like really time to, like, you're tired.
I don't have that responsibility.
You want to get a picture now?
Yeah, let's do that. Don't move. That's perfect.
Okay, so we're in the studio now. Yeah, you got to bring it forward here. We're in the studio here, and Ali's allowing me to use his hair for a picture. I feel like, what's that guy from The Simpsons, that clown? Sideshow Bob with that hair.
Sideshow Bob. You look like Rick James.
Ali has lent me his hair for a picture. Yes. So thanks for everybody for tuning in. You're listening to The Medicine Show on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver from Coast Salish Unceded Territory. And we have got Tiago and Pam and Crusoe in the studio with us. We're going to continue along. We're
going to
hear...
Just going for a short break.
Oh, we have to take a break.
Yeah.
We'll be right back on The Medicine Show.
Oh! Oh, yes! Yeah.
You're listening to C.
Ooh, yeah.
I.
Hi-ya.
T.
Hi-ya.
R.
Woo-hoo.
101.9 Vancouver.
God damn it, baby, no, I ain't lying to you. I'm only gonna tell you one time. Hi-ya.
A groin-grabbingly great station.
Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theatre, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theatre, visit their website at www.riotheatre.ca.
Let's go. You're
Let's
live.
Go. Oh, we're live.
The Jason Lawrence.
Woo-hoo.
The breath that we take is a blessing we're gifted. Burdens and weight we pray will be lifted. Look around and see value in our lives.
Challenge isn't complication we face, made easier by treasures of love in the faces. We can do so much more than just fine. With acceptance of the truth is when we thrive. With the wisdom of our elders, we've arrived.
Next with this thing. You're up next, Mr. Man.
Thank you.
All right.
You're great.
No, I'm all right.
Yes, you're so good.
I like to stay humble, you know. It's one of my talents, you know. Being humble is one of my talents, you see. That was a very humble song, you know.
So here's a little riff that I created sitting on...
Come closer, because we want to get this in your face.
Sitting on the beaches of Skaha, where I'm from.
It's a sensation. Say that again. Come closer in here.
Yeah, it's very close.
Yeah, just like scoot right in.
Scoot.
There we go.
Tuck yourself in, lads.
Tuck yourself in.
I'm tucking. Watch me tuck. Still talking.
Thank you all. Tiago is setting up for his next song.
So yeah, I was raised out in Penticton, interior BC, southern interior. So it's really hot. So we got a lot of beach time, long summers. So I got a little song. I don't know. Can we say the word?
Yeah. No. It's okay because, see, the we's a medical thing, you know.
All right, it's a spiritual thing.
We talk
thing, right?
About, you know, the healing energy. It's therapy. By the way, we're late enough. You can use any words you need to use to express yourself.
Smoking on some weed, feeling real free, yeah. I'm sitting on the beach, smoking on some
jam is getting higher in my Coca Cabana. This Havana got a sexy mamacita, Savannah chica bonita, somewhere over the rainbow. Somebody's getting high cause they found a pot of gold. Ain't no turning back cause you know we ain't getting no. I'm sitting on the beach, smoking on some, feeling real free, yeah, yeah. I'm sitting on the beach, smoking on some. Everything is calling out to you. All the bills are paid and it's time to get late. Yeah, you're chilling with your friends and you're having a drink and you're dancing. No one's ever gonna be late for this party, no, no. I'm sitting on the beach, smoking on some, feeling real free, yeah, yeah.
Wow. Goodbye, I'm going to beach.
Yeah, we didn't even have to get on a plane.
No, I can't control myself.
You see, we didn't even have to get on a plane. It felt like we were in the tropics there.
Thank you. Thank
you.
Yeah,
yeah.
Oh, my God. It's really
I hope that inspires you to go to the beach. And, you know.
Get a tan.
Get a tan. Yeah. Possibly meet a cool
me on the
people.
Beach.
Yeah. Collect some seashells.
Way to see.
I don't know what to do.
Oh no, that's okay. You want us to put on a song for now, or?
Do something.
Going anywhere else?
Do something like maybe northern and snowy after that. Oh. Something cool.
Maybe we can go into mountains.
Yeah, after something beach. Mountainous, something from the forest, something about the grandchildren, something about something about sound
no,
waves.
No, I really don't know what to do.
Sorry. Okay. Inspire you?
Sure.
You got it.
Yeah.
Okay. How about let's see.
I should
work
here.
Okay.
I'm so sorry. The medicine show.
Love, please, I'm a fool, 'cause love breaks all the rules, and passion fills my heart's request for. You're the one who knows the best, and my heart is open wide, carries love way up high, above the cares of this world, filled with love for my little girl, and I'm falling, love is calling to a heart that's saying. Warmth of a love embrace, the gentle light in lover's face, to feel so safe when I fall into a love that envelops all, and I want to rise above, I want endless love, a heart that's steady, a heart that's true, where love won't die or break in two, and I'm falling. Love is calling to a heart that's saying, oh love, here I come again, here I come again, here I come again. So love, please keep it cool. Cause love, you break all the rules. I fall so hard, I fall so fast this time. Make it strong, make it lasting. Love, please, I'm a fool. Cause love, you break all the rules. And passion, feel my heart's request for. You're the one who knows the best, and yes, I'm falling. Well, love is calling to a heart that's saying, oh, love, here I come again. Here I come again. Here I come again. Oh, love. Here I come again. Here I come again. Here I come again.
Here comes Wow, absolutely beautiful. Yeah, yeah. Yes, that was...
Yes, Pam, is that an original?
Yes, yes, it is. It's on my new album.
And that's on that...
Oh, it's at Pam Dominelli at bandcamp.com. Yeah,
I promise I won't download it and I'll buy it.
Oh, okay? Thank you so much.
That was incredible.
Thanks.
That was incredible.
Yeah, yeah, and so we are wrapping up soon, and I'm curious if, you know, when I... saw you did a song that was half in Spanish.
Oh yeah. Okay.
That was just one recommendation or one request, but you also said that Crusoe was doing some freestyling or rap, doing some sort of sing-along adage to the, is there any way you could add into somehow to one of the songs?
In the lobby it was amazing.
Can we try that?
We'll do it proper.
Yeah. Hey,
we'll do it proper.
I'm gonna hold you to this because I really want you guys to come back. So
most definitely,
you know, and
I think that's a better deal.
We only met the other day, and this was kind of a rushed booking because somebody else fell through and stuff like that. So I do want you to come back, and that would be great.
Yeah, we'll have more.
Okay,
more variety.
And, you know, I my request for now is even if you don't do that specific song that I heard last time that
I could do that one, sure.
Okay, because I want to hear something that's, you know, some Spanish words, you know. In case you don't know, a lot of people like the sound of Spanish even if they don't understand it, so.
Yeah. And the guy who said
it. Believe you me, there's a lot of Spanish music that is a lot better than that song. That is kind of mild. I listened to that and I thought, well, it's okay and everything, but really? God, there's so much good music out there in Spanish.
So this song was...
It ain't Despacito.
A shout out to Brad Cook who inspired me to write this song. And we both kind of came up with the chord progression, but so this is another Cooked Records.
I want to keep on reminding.
So yeah, can you hear me now?
Oh yeah, no, I can't even hear you. I'm kind of really aware of it, especially when you're talking. Singing's is a bit more forgiving. Okay.
Of the ground, I see you standing on the corner waiting for a
You try to text him, but you know that he ignores him. He says he loves you, but you know that I adore you. You're wasting time, baby, we cannot afford this. Hey, everything that I ever loved is right here, right now. Allow my heart to escape profound, take it off the ground. La 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 la. Forma que me besa fácil, pierdo la cabeza, baby, sin ti no puedo vivir. Ni un día más, ni un día más. Mami, yo te quiero así. En la forma que me besa fácil, pierdo la cabeza, baby, sin ti no puedo vivir. Ni un día más, ni un día más. Everything that I ever loved is right here, right now. Allow my heart to escape profound, take it off of the ground. La 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 la. Oh, yeah.
We're wrapping up. Does anybody have any shout outs for anybody who might be listening? You can sort of pass these around. Lift the arm, they bend around either way, so just feel free to say hello to somebody out there.
Bruno Soliniva, I love you.
I'd like to give a shout out to my two boys, Xavi and Felix, and I hope they're listening. And I know my mom is behind me 100%. So mom, I love you. If you're out there listening, Dad, I know you're probably sleeping, but I still love you. And the rest of you listeners, thank you so much for coming out and listening. And the next time we come, we're going to bring it even hotter. So be prepared, because it's coming out hard. All right.
Oh. Crusoe, do you want to say something?
I'll give you a little shout out to my fam, Kate and Rick. I love ya. And to my boys, Marco and Big A. You know what it is, yeah? But, to all the listeners, to everybody who loves music, just keep tuning in, keep enjoying it, and keep supporting local artists. Get out to these shows, check out what these guys are doing on social media, go and see them, go see every other act, and just be present and be supportive. Peace.
All right. And yeah. I just want to say it's been a real joy.
Turn that if you like.
An absolute joy to be here with all of you. So, what a pleasure.
Same. Absolutely. I feel really blessed to be in the presence of you guys. Pam, I can't wait to hear the rest of your album. Jason, Ali.
Yeah, job, actually, guys. You Ali, know, we sort of skipped by Ali's very talented guy here, did you know? He produces many albums with great sound. How can people hear more Shereshub style?
Please don't.
No,
I'm so shy.
One of my talents, you know.
What was your last song name?
That one is called Everything.
Everything.
Everything, 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 everything.
Oh, you beatbox too?
Yeah. Hey, Ali,
yes.
What brings great joy in this life? What do you got a message for hope for? What do you think is great in the world? I know you got a lot going on. You forgot you were so silent in that part. We all told what's
because I told you I'm so shy.
I know, but you got two beautiful children. They're so cute. My God.
Yes, I'm going to make a big shout for my wife, for my family, for my two kids. I have one son, my little man.
Dana.
Yeah.
Dana and Hannah. Yay.
Yes.
Let's make shout out to Dana and Hannah.
Yeah.
I want to do one more shout out.
Yeah, yeah.
One more shout out to my boy Ian Somers. I know he's
how old is he?
No. No, no, okay. He's a producer.
Oh, okay, 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 okay.
He's
my man. No,
he's
your boy.
He's helping me. My fault. Okay. He's a producer out there. You can find him on Instagram, Ian Summers. And he's. I just want to say, yeah, props to that guy too.
Yeah, cool.
Right on, right on, right on. Okay, so every Friday night, 11 to 12:30, the Medicine Show is broadcasting healing energy with live music and laughter on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver from Coast Salish Unceded Territory. You can also listen on CITR.ca in case your signal's not clear enough. I'm Jason Q. Lawrence with DJ Ali Baba Ghazani, and we'd like to thank, give out thanks. Thanks to the maker. Thanks to our guests, Pamela Dominelli, Tiago Vasquez, and, of course, Crusoe, who has joined him to accommodate. Thanks to our families, our parents, our siblings, and everyone out there listening in this beautiful city. Please let us know your thoughts on our website, themedicineshow.ca, which should be up by...
Yes, and coming in 10 days. I'm so sorry, because this is part of my duty.
That's what we said last week, so we're going to have to get a delay because we want it to be perfect just for our fans, you know, our peoples.
And I played on the different song. This song is from me.
Okay, well, I did want to mention DJ Ray is not here tonight to do the late night show after us, so we're just going to put on whatever comes up. He might have a pre-recorded show, I don't know, but...
No, we don't have the pre-recorded.
He doesn't, we're just going to put on Sam. Hello, Sam.
Hello, Sam. Yeah.
Hi. Sam is our computerized friend. I'm not sure what the acronym stands for, but...
But it's terrible.
Sam, yeah.
I'm so sorry, Sam.
I don't mean to put you down, Sam, but you're just not human. So check us out next week. I just wanted to mention that next week we are going to be having recording artist Caleb Hart, and he is completely, totally amazing and sort of reggae style and all about good vibrations and love. He's going to be here next week. Make sure to tune in for that. And also, on the same night, next Friday, not only will we have Chase the Bear, which is a bunch of 20-year-olds who sound totally amazing. The guy, the lead singer, sounds like, you know, like really, really like this and like really, but a lot better. You know what I'm saying? He sounds like Rod Stewart, but he's 20 years old. And he's just totally amazing and really organic music. We will have the award-winning Angel Forrest, who is coming in from Quebec. She's going to be joining us with her husband and another guitar player. She's a blues artist who kind of sounds like Janis Joplin. Totally amazing show we got planned for you next week here on The Medicine Show. I want to just say good night and lots of love out there to everybody. We love you all so much, and thanks for joining us on The Medicine Show. What do you got for us, Ellie?
So I'm going to finish this show with one of my songs. I work with the one drummer from Turkey. His name is Volkan Vaktem, and I'm playing guitar.
Oh, excellent. See, yeah. This is what I was saying.
All right.
Excellent.
Okay, have a good night.
Bye. Good night.